fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the second day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, believe it or not, it's still legal in all 50 states to do the Pledge of Allegiance, even in California, believe it or not. That's how we start our days. Everybody stand, face our flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day, I give this frequently because it's so important, as to work on your physical fitness. In normal times, it's great to be in physical condition. In hard times, it could easily be a matter of life and death. That's your prepper tip of the day. And of course, if you have some chronic issues you're dealing with, be sure you check with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous. We are patiently waiting in the green room because he's such a patient guy. My friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, a company manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating these filters into your life can give you some peace of mind like it's done me. Good morning, Kirk. Good morning, Kirk. Kirk's having some computer issues this morning and looks like he's trying to connect on a computer. He was going to be on the telephone. Well, Kirk, let Julie know when you're connected. Yesterday, for those who weren't able to listen to the live show or the archives, I talked about something that I've been looking for about 2 years, actually more like 3 years now. That's the spring of 2023. That was my looking for why President Trump was not on top of this from the beginning, since he seems to have been on top of everything else and ahead of the curve. And what I found was that he was on top of it. And looks like we're still dealing with Kirk trying to get on board with us here. President Trump determined that what the real plan was of the communists and Dr. Fauci, the real plan was to have the United States and the Western world on lockdown for 10 years. Not 10 days or 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Chase, I can't talk right now. Come in here if you
Okay, Kirk's still having some issues. So he made a decision. It's my opinion, it was the right decision to save hundreds of millions of people while sacrificing maybe several tens of millions. We don't know yet. Possibly sacrificing my daughter, and my son-in-law and my grandchildren. I don't like it, but I now understand why. When he put in his countermeasure to have the vaccine released in less than a year, which is what he did, that was a countermeasure to stop the 10-year lockdown, which would have destroyed the United States forever and killed more than 100 million people. And let's see, Kirk, are you there, sir? Okay, Kirk's not with us yet. Cliff Hyde did a audio report on this matter. I've been a follower of Cliff Hyde for more than a quarter of a decade, more than 25 years. He's been doing excellent work. A cancer survivor, tough guy, smart guy, very smart guy. And his explanation is what I've been looking for. I've been saying publicly that for several months now that President Trump needs to come clean about the COVID matter and the clot shot. Well, he hasn't come clean publicly, but Cliff Hyde's explanation is the one that makes sense for me. Now, my webmaster has been out of town. I was hoping he would get Cliff Hyde's audio report posted on my website. It hasn't happened yet. We're going to set up a special standalone panel just for Cliff Hyde's audio report as to what happened, why it happened, how it happened with President Trump and the COVID clot shot and the make-believe pandemic. Kirk, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I think I am now. I'm having some tech difficulty here. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. Just keep doing great. What you're doing. You sound fine.
It's raining cats and dogs outside, and as soon as that happens, it interrupts everything here.
Roger that.
You have such wonderful underground work. It's just a crappy infrastructure here.
Oh.
Maybe some other callers can relate. It is what
okay.
It is.
Okay. I don't particularly find that funny, but if you do, that's okay. I was talking about Cliff Hyde's audio report about President Trump's knowledge about what the real plan of Dr. Fauci and the communists was. Did you happen to get to hear any of that either just now or yesterday? Kirk, are you there? Hello, Kirk. Hello, Kirk. Well, it looks like Kirk continues to have technical issues because of the rain there that is disrupting his internet connection. For me, it's a game changer. I've been involved at fairly high levels, not the highest level, but fairly high levels with supporting President Trump. As I've mentioned before, I was asked to take over the only PAC in the United States that actually had a brick and mortar standalone office to support President Trump, open to the public. I did accept that position and would have went ahead with that, except the make-believe pandemic shut it down because, well, y'all went through it just like I did. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, driving down a 8-lane interstate highway in the middle of the week on a work day in beautiful weather, and I can look ahead of me and see no cars going either way. I can look behind me and see no cars going either way at 2 o'clock in the afternoon of a work day on a beautiful sunny day. That's really scary. And and I'm sure many of you got to observe the same thing. We're trying to get Kirk to reconnect by telephone and hopefully he'll be with us soon. It's a game changer. What Cliff Hyde reports is consistent with President Trump I've known these years. President Trump, who is very good at finding facts, finding out truth, finding out reality. Now, I talked to a gentleman. He was part of that pack. He was the head of the pack, and he wanted me to take over about this. And he had not quite made his mind up yet. He was kind of taking a wait and see attitude, and I respect that. I made my mind up when I heard Cliff High's report. All the pieces fit together. They absolutely all fit together. It would be a tough decision for any president or any general to know that you're going to sacrifice X number of lives to save so many Y number of lives. But that was a decision he was forced by circumstances to make. And that's what generals do, and that's what, in this case, president needed to do. I recall that Winston Churchill had a serious, serious decision to make. I think it was, what city was it in England? Sheffield, I think it was. I might have the city wrong. I believe it was Sheffield. That the British intelligence knew the date and the time of a massive German bombing of Sheffield. They knew in advance because they had the codes. They made the choice. It was an unfortunate choice that cost several thousand lives. I don't know how many lives and millions of dollars of property loss to not notify citizens of that British city of the date and time they're going to be having a massive bombing raid. If they had notified the citizens, then the Germans would have known that their code machine had been captured and broken. Because the same machine was used by the Japanese, by the way. We were able to intercept all communications during World War II once that machine had been captured and figured out how it works. Now, Kirk, are you with us? Hello, Kirk. Hello, Kirk again. I got a note that he's with me, but he's not with me, obviously. So here we are. It's not quite spring. It'll be spring officially, I believe, in about 18 days. I think the 20th of this month is the first official day of spring. The plants and animals seem to think it's spring here in my part of the country. And Kirk, are you there again? Are you there now?
Yes.
Okay. On the telephone.
I'm on the telephone.
Okay, sounds fantastic. Great. Well, Kirk, I know you've been struggling with. I've had to do this myself. Live radio is always a hoot when it comes to technical issues. But I've been giving a bit of a discourse about Cliff High's audio report as to what President Trump knew when he knew it and what he did about it concerning the make-believe pandemic and the clot shot. I've been looking for this for 3 years now, and I got it. I know it. I don't like what happened, but I understand what President Trump did and why he did it, and it would be a tough place for any president to be. And I was mentioning a similar situation for Winston Churchill in World War II, where the British intelligence knew the date and the time of a horrible bombing, I believe it was Sheffield, England, where they had a lot of steel manufacturing going on. If they had notified the people in Sheffield about the bombing raid, the Germans would know that their code had been broken and changed it. So they decided not to in order to preserve that access during the rest of the war. And that's what President Trump did. He knew in advance what was going to happen. He made the decision to have Operation Warp Speed as a countermeasure, knowing full well that a vaccine could not be developed in 8 or 9 months. He knew it was already ready to go, and he speeded up the release process in order to stop the planned 10-year lockdown. That's what they had planned for us, Kirk, a 10-year lockdown, which would have destroyed the United States economy and killed tens of millions of people. What he did by releasing the vaccine early was to prevent the needless death of probably 90% of the people that would have died, and sacrifice several tens of millions that will die because of the clot shot, including my daughter, my son-in-law and my two youngest grandchildren. I don't know if they're going to die or not, but there's a high likelihood that they would. So, Kirk, that's where we are. I'm very happy and pleased that I got this information. I hope it'll be posted on my website soon. My webmaster's been out of town, but we'll post Cliff High's audio report on my website as soon as my webmaster gets back. So, Kirk, what's new in your part of the world?
Just working hard to keep up with all the orders and everything that's happening. There's been an unusual early bloom of all the trees and things here, and that's causing some allergy issues for a lot of people, myself included. But we're pushing and working through it. And I look forward to seeing that report, you know, hearing it, you know, from Cliff High. I have not seen that, but I'll look for it, you know, today
and check
it out. For sure, it sounds very interesting.
I just sent a text message to my webmaster asking when he's going to be back posting things on my website. He was on the West Coast, I know, and is supposed to be back in St. Louis soon, hopefully today or so, and get back in the saddle for posting these things. We have all these issues, all of which lead back to personal preparedness. Our audience is an educated audience. We have men and women that actually own and read books, which most Americans do not, by the way. That makes our audience a very special group of people, doesn't it, Kirk?
They are a very special group of people. Many of them that I've had a chance to speak with are very intelligent and very aware of everything that's happening, and you're absolutely right. It's because of book reading mostly, no question.
It is. Unfortunately, for people under age 50 especially, I think it's a fair statement that probably, I would say it's a pretty high percentage, I would say 80%, maybe 90%, do not own or read books on a regular basis. What do you think, sir?
No, it's probably true. Yeah, I mean, you know, less than 2% of the population owns a library card, according to the stats that I read. You know, I don't know how applicable that is now.
I order
on Amazon and elsewhere, but I think you're absolutely right.
Right. That's the National Library Association puts that statistic out. It's 2 or 3% of American adults actually have, I believe it's 3%, actually have a library card on one hand. On the other, only half of those use it for anything other than light entertainment reading, such as men's adventure novels and women's romance novels.
I think being a scholar, you know, for millennia, would mean that you would be attracted, you know, to a subject that you were interested in, and then you would really just embroil, you know, in that subject and work alongside of other people, you know, that were experts. And that's changed so much. You know, now they have a curriculum that they teach that's very specific, that, you know, has to be approved by the Department of Education, which is constantly being upgraded, you know, moving everybody toward a certain line of thinking. And that never used to be the case. And for a lot of people, I think maybe interest has gone away. You know, they're so used to being bombarded with these tidbits of information. School, you know, then on the internet, then, you know, what used to be TV, now it's the internet. And they never really have a chance, I think, to explore, you know, and look outside of that box that they're corralled into. And it really is, you know, a shame. I missed you started talking about Dr. Fauci when I was disconnected initially. What was that? Now, was he recently speaking on the internet? Is that what you were saying in that first?
No, you cut out there. Say again.
You started talking about Dr. Fauci initially when I got disconnected.
Well, I was talking about the plan of Fauci and the communists was to have a 10-year lockdown. That was the plan, and that's what President Trump stopped. Yeah, that was the plan. Yeah, it would have destroyed this country. We have a first caller here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Yes, it was interesting, some thoughts that came to my mind when I had your show on this morning. You know, often I don't even listen to the beginning part, and I don't listen every day. But
Hold on, Dave. We got a break. We got a first break. Hold on, Dave. We'll be right back.
Thank you. which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and woke.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, this hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of high-quality water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot that Berkey's have, it has a solid metal spigot that will last for decades into the future. And we have on hold here, Dave. Dave, you got a comment or question for us. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there's basically two things. But the first is regarding listening to the Pledge of Allegiance. The phrase indivisible, even just the word, triggered a cascade of thoughts in my mind. And I recalled that when I was younger and we were asked to pledge allegiance, at one point I felt very uncomfortable doing that. I stood there with the hand over the heart but said nothing, okay? Probably from that point on. So to him who it is sin, it is sin. I felt convicted because my allegiance was not. My primary allegiance was not to a flag. I felt that there was something wrong with that. Now I know you have, and many others have, other perspectives on this, and we view things many times in different ways. But the idea of the United States being indivisible is now like you like to say, a fantasy or a farce. I mean, it's a farce to me, because the United States was people was highly divided in the era of Trump and the reelection. Around that point, even a very liberal person told me this. Okay, everybody knew it, and it's divisible in that sense, but it's divisible in other senses also. And what I do see is some very bad judgment coming upon the source of all the evils on the earth. All the evil culture comes out of the United States, all the evil sex stuff. If this is untrue, let me know. Maybe people are going to say it comes from the Jews in Israel. Well, okay. But listen, the evil people are set here by God. God governs the evil and the good, and he tortures the good when they're not good with evil. So there's been a lot of not good here, and that's the point. And I think there's prophecies, many prophecies, of the destruction of the United States, of the invasion, as Jeff Nyquist even mentioned a prophetic thing probably decades ago. Someone saw. This has been seen in dreams and visions. And John, I forward a little information to you. I know you didn't have time to look at it this morning, I'm sure. But so any quick comment on that? And the other point deals with water. Did you have any
I respect your decision to not pledge allegiance to the flag. That's certainly, I respect that. And there's been many prophecies over the decades about the invasion or destruction of the United States. There's nothing new about that. That's pretty well known. So you got something else for us there, Dave?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is the whole phrase indivisible is a farce. You know that, and I know that, but it's in there. anyway, regarding water, I was listening to Mike Adams and Eric Coppolino and even the attorney that was on InfoWars, I think, on Tuesday, going over this thing that happened in East Palestine and the possibility of a dangerous dioxin, TCDD, and other dioxin molecules or compounds being produced there. I haven't seen any evidence that actually it's there. I'm sure there must be some measurements by now. But regardless, Kirk, what do you think about them taking water and injecting it in the aquifers? I think they were even taking it to Texas. Is that in your neighborhood? I mean, is this not the destruction of the United States? Another step in many steps that are occurring?
Well, I've long suspected, Dave, that, you know, one of the very best ways to infect people is by contaminating the water supply, of course, the air supply and the water supply, because it's involuntary. I mean, people have to participate, you know, with those resources. And I think that you lost me a little bit on the injection into other water supplies. You're saying that they're taking the contaminated water and injecting it elsewhere?
Oh, they're this is what they're reporting, Mike Adams, et cetera. They're reporting that they're injecting it deep into deep aquifers that will never come to the surface or never mix. It's safe down there. And I think that was in Texas and maybe Illinois or some other state. I forget the exact locations.
So this is a practice of
waste disposal? I mean, is this really a good idea, Kirk, if they're doing this?
So this is a practice of waste disposal, getting rid of the poisonous water?
Excuse me, yes. Instead of incinerating it in some manner, which you can incinerate these organic compounds at high temperature, even if it is in contaminated water that was used to put out a fire that's an oil-based fire. Why are you spraying water on it anyway? I'm not a fireman, but, you know.
Wow.
There's a lot of strange behaviors here going on, obviously.
Sounds like we've got a break coming
up. We do have a break. Dave, you want to hold over through the break?
Yeah, I'll get his comments. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to be part of my live studio audience this coming August, the first week of August, check out the John Moore Ozark Symposium. It will be at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri, a beautiful 100-year-old lodge, a complete resort with a beautiful swimming pool and great food. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Kirk, is the proprietor of Water Revolution, and we have one last comment or so. Dave, Dave, you got to wrap up your comments or questions, sir?
I just wanted Kirk's comment on the wisdom of disposing of toxic water in deep aquifers. Sounds like a smart thing to do.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't believe in disposal of waste either in oceans or in aquifers. You know, it's a difficult subject because it's tough to look into all the different components, you know, that are made with, for example, PVC. I mean, is dioxin a normal waste byproduct of PVC construction, manufacturing, or is it just something that happens when the material burns? I'm really not sure.
No, what they're saying, Kirk, it works like this. Vinyl chloride can combine with other organic molecules. You have to have some oxygen in there to make the central dioxin structure, the paradioxin structure. But it can make a dibenzo dioxin derivatives. And since you have vinyl chloride, it could be chlorinated. So this can make some of the toxic, more highly toxic dioxin molecules, compounds.
Right. Right. Yeah, my understanding is this is over 10,000 different toxic chemicals that are out now, you know, in the environment from a variety of different manufacturing processes, be it waste or intentional chemicals. And that's one of the reasons why we think that, you know, personal water filtration and purification is so important in the home, because you never know, you know, what's in the environment or what's found its way into your drinking water supply, either on purpose or by accident, or as you say, you know, seeped up from the deep well aquifers. So, you know, purification, filtration, very, very important. You know, the best way to get rid of it is with reverse osmosis. And the second best is with the ReadyPure emergency unit, because, you know, the osmotic action of that system near parallels what you would get with a true RO without having to have, you know, the pressurized water. So the ReadyPure is a great safety device that everybody should have at least one, if not several of, so that you can at all times, you know, take personal responsibility for filtering and purifying your drinking water, no matter what the source. So, I mean, that would be my thinking, is that these chemicals are out there. There's no way to know exactly where they're at, when they're there. I mean, we've got spraying going on all the time around us agriculturally with all these different chemicals. I mean, modern tobacco growing uses all kinds of chemical introduction, you know, into the soil on an ongoing basis. And for sure, I know it's seeping into my aquifers because they're only 200 feet in the ground. And we've got a lot of groundwater streams and things, too. It's all contaminated with this stuff. And you've just got to take personal responsibility to make sure that you get it out yourself, because the government is certainly not going to do it for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kirk, you have a solution for that. I'm wondering if we have a solution for a potential and a predicted civil war in the United States as a softening for it, to precede China-Russia invasion. Do we have a solution for that? Or is that the judgment of God? There's the only solution is that we're going to have to receive the judgment.
That's I think my it probably is the judgment of God, and I think that he takes into account our action, you know, or lack of it. So I think that we can always do something about it, and we should, and, you know, continue to do that. At the end of the day, you know, God certainly has the final word.
Yeah. Okay. The Constitution doesn't hold much when a Russian soldier is pointing a gun at you.
Well, the Constitution is designed for right-thinking, you know, morally fabricated people, which I'm not sure we have many of at this point. So,
right.
Okay. Dave, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments here this morning. Those deep wells that he's talking about, they are injecting it into deep wells, but these are disposal wells. They're not going, I don't think, as far as I know, they're not going into a deep aquifer. They're in Texas and places like that. Weren't they, these disposal wells were oil wells, deep oil wells and things that have been drilled or that have been drained, the oil and stuff has receded away, has been used up. And so they have the space down there that they can inject chemicals and things down into. Now, once it gets deep it down in there, it could leak out into the deep aquifer or whatever. But, you know, I think it's pretty safe, but I don't like the idea that we still haven't gotten any really decent reports from this thing, this spill, or it's not even a spill, this planned burn and all this waste disposal going on over there in Ohio. But there's something rotten in Denmark in this department over there. The United States of America, they're indivisible. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. The indivisibility is applying to the justice for all, with liberty and justice for all the people in the nation. It doesn't have anything to do with the flag. to be clear by the way it's phrased. So, I mean, I don't know why you take issue with something that, you know, it's a principle is what the indivisibility is for. It's for the principle that we stand as a nation under God for the people, offering liberty and justice for everyone in the United States. And it's an ideal. It's an ideal. Of course, it isn't practiced all the time, but that's the ideal. It seems kind of nitpicky to try to push that onto the flag that you're, you know, you're. Anyway, the other final thing I wanted to say was this thing about Cliff High. I'll be honest, I wouldn't take it to the bank. I listened to it, some of it on the radio. He's driving down the road, and he says that they had that the plan was, he says that the plan for the Caesarian Mafia was to lock us down for 10 years. I don't see any proof. If there's proof, I want to see it, you know. I don't dislike Cliff High, but I'm not one of his big fans. He said things in the past I wasn't sure of. I'm not so sure about this. One thing, why didn't Trump just admit it? Trump has no problem admitting to, you know, things. Why wouldn't he just say, come out and say in a speech or something, they wanted to lock you down for 10 years, I got it stopped to a year. You know, that would be a big selling point for him, for Trump, in his, you know, in his reelection campaigns and whatever, you know, or when he was running. He could make that go to his advantage. So I'm not so sure I would really go with Cliff High on this. I mean, I appreciate that you like him, and I like him to a certain point, but he said some things in the past that just didn't make sense, and I'm not sure this one really makes sense. I want to see the proof. Show me the proof that this was going to be a lockdown for 10 years first before I buy into it. And I really, that's about all I had to say. Just a couple of comments.
Okay, Mark. Okay, Charlie. Thank you. Yeah, Charlie, thank you. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, so about, I guess it was Dave who called in or whatever. I heard that InfoWars report, and the first things that came to my mind, I thought they said they were going to put it into aquifer wells, but then Charlie could have been correct. I think they're going to put it in, like, abandoned wells that are supposedly so deep. But what came to my mind, and I'm not a chemist, is I was like, wow, all these chemicals going down in the well. I wonder if at some point, if some kind of reaction happens with something else and it gets into the aquifers and it turns the waters red. Now, I know Professor James McCanney will say it was the elements in the sky coming from the passing comet that's going to do that, the iron oxides. But that was just a thought. So then the other thing is like, Kirk, with your filters, you know, they're only going to last so long. And I think I heard you say before you can clean them, but this is a tip for anybody that might have them. Whenever you get your station set up, take a couple of gallons right now where you're pretty darn sure that water is good. Filter it, keep it in glass jars, and then use that, maybe label it, use that years down the road when you have to take your cartridges out and have some clean water and pour a little bit in another cup and dip it in some, like, soapiness and take a scratch pad and clean them off. Because don't you clean with, like, a green scratch pad, don't you clean the cartridges?
Yeah, but soap should be a no-no. You should just use water. But you're right, if you have water that's already purified to do it, it's going to have more effect as long as that water doesn't become contaminated and tainted in the container, you know, over time and distance, which, you know, can certainly happen unless you're treating it with chlorine. And, you know, chlorine is a whole other issue. But you're right.
So, usually glass jars, I mean, like the big glass jars that, like, gallon size of the apple juice comes in or whatever.
Right.
And then,
oxygen not intervene, sure.
Or, I mean, would vinegar tear up those cartridges?
Vinegar is acidic. I don't think so if it was diluted well. I mean, we use it constantly in the house, you know, for a variety of cleaning purposes because it doesn't have, obviously, the chemicals and it's healthy to begin with. So I usually dilute it down, you know, the white vinegar pretty heavily for the uses that I do, maybe a 1-to-8 ratio. So I don't think it would harm the filter, you know, in that dilution.
But you're recommending just basic water and scrubbing it with a green scratch pad?
We have been, but, you know, the vinegar is a great idea. I mean, I'm going to check that out this weekend and see how that looks, because that's an interesting, you know, an interesting thing. A lot of water, groundwater, you know, does have a higher mineral content, which can interrupt the flow of those filters, and the vinegar may be an excellent solution. I really appreciate that. Appreciate that thought.
Yeah, I know your stuff. You say it's rated for chemicals and biological, but I'm just thinking, because I have an old Berkey unit I haven't really used either. But supposedly, you know, they can only take so much, and then those poor cartridges, they get saturated, and then so the heavier the chemical load that might be exposed from this burn, especially if you live in those areas in Ohio and West Virginia, you know, you're going to have to, you'd probably go through your filters a lot faster than other places.
I think you want to have a minimum of 3 or 4 sets, you know, extra sets of cartridges on hand, minimum, and 10, you know, sets on hand would probably be better for those that can afford it, because you can never have enough of these things. But I think you're right. I mean, my experience with using them, and we were using them intermittently for many, many years when we went to the beach during the summer. And what I found was that as long as I kept cleaning them every week, they were fine and they continued to last for quite a long time. I mean, I got several years, you know, out of one set. And I think, you know, it really depends a lot on the source water, what's in it. But I think if you're cleaning them with the green sponge, you know, certainly monthly, I think you're going to be well ahead of the game. And the ceramics that we're using are very, very fine and very, very high quality compared with a lot of the stuff on the market that isn't. So I think we have a pretty high-end unit, you know, that can certainly stand some time and distance as long as the maintenance is kept up.
Okay, and then the other Charlie from Florida, his comments about the Cliff Highs of Revelation or something like that, I think the powers that be, they were like, okay, we got to get our guy installed again, Trump. So we got to come up with some kind of clever, you know, reason, because the campaign trail is starting up. Let's create this narrative and let's throw it out there and get the people to bite on it. And so I was hearing double talk and double think the other day, John. So I would just be careful of that. All right, take care.
Okay. Okay, Mark, thank you for the call. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John and Kirk. I just wanted to head them off at the pass, since I also know what happens when they in Texas, around the oil wells, when they pour that water into the, they find out that they, that's where the earthquake faults are they didn't know about. So they try not to do that, but it's probably going on. They're going to say, in Trump's administration, they changed the rules because before it was a safety rule. It was a PHMA. It's called Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, and that they required that before him, they required electronically controlled pneumatic brakes. Okay. I don't know if y'all already discussed it. I wasn't there. But anyway, Department of Transportation under Trump determined that the cost of doing that would not, it exceeded the associated cost of equipping all the tank cars with that thing. Well, it turns out that people don't know this is a pat fact check. Fact check. Elaine Land Chow. You know who she is? She's Mitch McConnell's wife, right? Okay. She was in charge of the DOT under Trump. That was all her decision. And it's really interesting because she came over from Taiwan and she has Chinese, well, parents, whatever, and they he started a business, and the business was called Foremost Group, and it was an international shipping corporation, And so trains were part of the whole thing. And according to Wikipedia, when they investigated some of the decisions she made, and what she did was she was using her position under Trump to promote her parents' company. So it all goes back to the rhinos, okay? And the fact that Trump, he wasn't to blame for it, because she was put in, you know, as under other Republicans, and supposedly did a good job. But I think she was probably looking out for her father.
Okay. Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by, hasn't it?
It has. I apologize for the tech difficulty this morning. I had to.
Well, you couldn't. It was out of your control, I understand. Well, Kirk, you offer a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment when people order through my website, don't you?
We do, and that's even more valuable this week. You know, the week that the clocks change back and forth, so twice a year, we have our annual or twice annual filter cartridge sale, which is a 20% off on all the filter cartridges that we offer. And we're also making an additional 10% off on all equipment. So if you're a John Moore listener, you take the 10% off the price, and then you get the $100 discount. So it amounts to a lot more here this week. And I think that's going to end a week from Monday. So it starts tomorrow, Friday, goes for about 8 days, and then that's over. So this is the time to stock up on filter cartridges and that extra Ready Pure that you probably need to have, and all the other equipment under counter, countertop, and whole house that we offer.
Outstanding. Well, daylight savings time begins at midnight Sunday the 12th, Saturday night, Sunday morning, doesn't it?
It does. Coming right up.
Amazing. It'll be here before.
Yeah, it starts the week before the sale does, and then ends.
Outstanding.
At the time change.
Outstanding. Well, we covered a lot of territory. I just got a text message from my webmaster. He got delayed. He snowed into one of the airports. He had to make a connecting flight. But he's back in the saddle today and be getting these new things on my website, including the Cliff High audio report and a special report by Dr. Horowitz. And we got special new, supposed to be this morning, new bumper music for Dr. Horowitz. Is his segment that he does. It'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully it'll be ready to go. I was assured that it would be. Well, as my grandson would tell me, Kirk, it's time to get back to work, Grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree completely. So, well, it was a pleasure. I look forward to hearing you next week. And, you know, don't forget, we've got that sale going on. This is the time to act, and it would be libertymanwater.com would be the direct access on the web, libertymanwater.com.
Outstanding. Thank you, Kirk. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, John.
Okay. Everybody has their own decision to make about the information provided by Cliff High. I do not expect a unanimous following of Cliff High and what he puts out. I don't expect that. That would not be normal or expected either one. I expect you to use your own brain power to look at it, think about it, analyze it, and come to your own conclusion. I've come to my conclusion. Now, my conclusion is the correct one for me. It's not necessarily the correct one for you. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it should be. So hopefully that audio report will be up by the end of the business day today. All things being equal, it will be. And you can listen and make your own decision. It makes sense to me. It would be the kind of thing that would make your hair turn gray overnight, having to make that kind of decision. Orange man's hair is still orange, isn't it? But maybe he's using, I don't know, about whether his hair turned gray or not. But it would be a life-changing decision. Here's our break. We're back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.